7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy New Year to all of you joining us this morning. And to start off the new year, we are going to give you some ideas of what needs to be done to plan your garden. And so take a look at what you have in your gardens currently to see if it's doing what you want it to. And is it giving you back what you're investing in that garden? For example, if you're planting a dozen tomato plants and you're harvesting tomatoes starting, we're going to say, mid to late June, if we have a good season, into the fall, does the cost of the 12 plants, the fertilizer you're applying, the watering, the care you're giving them, is that balancing off? Are you getting more tomatoes than for what you've planted? Are you making a profit? Or are you breaking even? Would you be better off to plant 8 tomatoes instead of 12 in that same area? Or plant 8 and take the rest of the room and plant something else? So this is what I want you to think about. And the best way to get started is to get a big sheet of paper, draw out your vegetable garden, length by width, and then plan it out. Row or two of tomatoes, do you do peppers, do you do cucumbers, squash, what type of squash? Do you do summer squash? That's going to be very productive during July, August, and maybe into September. Are you planting any winter squash that's going to be very productive and something that you'll have in the fall of the year when the cost of those vegetables are going to be sky high? So get a big piece of paper, plan out your garden, and then let's figure out what is productive and what is not going to be productive. Also, are there going to be some vegetables that you can plant and get two crops from the same season? For example, can you get out in the garden and plant spinach and lettuce early? Say you did a half a row. You've harvested, you've enjoyed it, and as you harvest, if you're using a leaf type lettuce, it will grow back. If you do a head type lettuce, like iceberg that we buy at the supermarket, or any of the head type varieties, once you cut the head, that's it. There's no more. But if you go with leaf lettuce, the different varieties of leaf lettuce, these are varieties that will be productive for a longer period of time. And there are a lot of great assortments with different flavors, different color blends, different shapes and thicknesses to the foliage. Some are going to be soft, some are going to be a little harder to make them more crispy. But the overall flavor differences, if you're doing a mixed green salad, things like kale and mustard and, you know, your upright lettuce, your leafy, soft and savory type lettuce. A leaf lettuce, you can cut it, and then 2 weeks later go back and cut all over again. So it can give you more than one harvest per crop. So instead of doing a whole row, do a half, cut as you need. It will continuously be productive until the days get to be warmer. Now, when the days get warmer, your leaf-type lettuce, your spinach, which will take the cold just like the leaf lettuce, they won't tolerate the heat. So they have to be dug up. And you have to plant something else that will tolerate the hot weather. And there are things that you can plant that will mature and grow and be productive in the late summer into the early fall to replace the crops that prefer a cool growing season. So we have to start to think to get the best usage out of our garden this year, and that's why I want you to make a plan. Now, what I do is I'll buy just a regular piece of that white cardboard that the kids will use for projects in school. Draw it out on there and put the crops that are going to be there permanent. For example, tomatoes, you can only plant them once. Peppers, you can only plant them once. Eggplant, it's a one-time crop. Carrots, beets, are a one-time crop. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, they're basically a one-time crop. So the ones that are going to be permanent, write them in on your white cardboard. Then crops like spinach, peas, for example. You plant your peas early, and they're ready by June and July. And by the middle of July, the pea season is basically over. They can be pulled out, and another crop of something else can be put into that garden that will give you something for the late summer and for the fall. So what I do in that case is I'll get a sheet of like a see-through, like a poly paper, some type of a paper that is see-through, and lay it on top of my garden, draw in the rough line of the border, and in the empty spaces, I will write green beans, I will write peas. We know that the peas can go in early April, sometimes late March, but usually early April for the Northeast. And then on top of that page will be a second page. Right? And that will be crop number two. And that will be planted for the month of late July or even early August. That will mature later on in the season. So if you're planting, for example, in mid to late August, you can plant a second crop of leaf lettuce. It will germinate very quick at that time of the year. So you planted peas, the peas went in early. They matured. You harvested the crop. You pulled them all out. And the advantage of planting a pea crop is peas and green beans have a little bump on their root system. That bump is called a nitrogen-fixing bacteria. And if you want to build up the quality of your soil, you can buy, at the time that you purchase your seed, a black powder that is a nitrogen-fixing bacteria. You roll your seeds in it, coat them well, plant them, and it produces these little nodules. And the nodules themselves will pull the nitrogen out of the air, store them in that nodule, and when you cut the roots, they stay in the soil, making the soil richer and have more nitrogen-fixing bacteria for the following crop that you're putting in. So let's plan the garden for the whole year. Two crops, if possible. That's what we're talking about today.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Club. We're talking about planning for the future. And I know it's only January, and you're saying, well, there's a foot of snow on the ground, it's, you know, 0 degrees out. You've got the time right now. So basically what I want you to do is to get more from the same space that you have currently in your garden, and get a better return on your investment. If you have a small space and you're putting 4 tomato plants in it and it's taking over the whole garden and you're not getting anything until July, August, September, when you could get crops earlier, it may be worth buying a couple of large containers or go into your local nursery or garden center that does a lot of landscaping, and they would have old plastic pots or old cardboard pots that you could fill with soil and do a container garden in a different area in your yard, along the driveway, near the garage, near the tool shed. And instead of putting a dozen tomato plants in your garden and that's it, buy or see if you can get a deal. I mean, all the landscapers that are doing planting, these empty pots, they can be recycled. And you can use them for years and years. You get a good potting soil like black gold. Add it with a little bit of compost and set into a large container. For example, if you could get an 18-inch pot, you could put a large tomato plant in the middle and around the edges plant some lettuce, plant some spinach. If you have a small garden and you like squash, then you could take a large container, 18 inches, 24 inches, and plant a zucchini or a summer squash in that container. and it will take up less room in that pot than it would in your present vegetable garden. In the vegetable garden, where you need to have the good drainage and you need to have good soil and you're getting sun, then you can take that vegetable garden that for years has been tomatoes, and for years maybe the crop just hasn't been doing as well because you're putting in the same vegetable in the same garden every single year. So by skipping a year or two and planting a different crop, you allow the soil to rest from the requirements of that vegetable and allow other things to grow, giving the soil a chance to rest, build up the nutrients that have constantly been pulled by the tomatoes, and put in an alternative. Green beans, for example, are yellow, and there is a definite taste difference between a green bean and a yellow bean. Some people call them a wax bean. But if you plant green beans in early May, you can also harvest your crop by July and replant a second crop in July that would be harvested in September or even early October. So you're getting two crops of green beans for your money. Some you eat, some you freeze. Your tomatoes are in a container. They're being fed. They're being cared for. They're not going to get as big, but they're still going to be productive. And during the winter, we're going to give you ideas of varieties of tomatoes that are more productive for you. Some that will bloom a little bit earlier and will also give you more for your money. So, this is what I want you to do. Make that plan. Think what you're going to get the most out of from that garden. The difference in the overall production.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and it's so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy. healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails and keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, when you're trying to grow either annuals or perennials so that you can bring the flowers in your home, you also have to think about foliage. And some of the best foliage plants will outlast the flowers that you're bringing in. And we've kind of strayed away from some of that. A little bit of Dusty Miller. Dusty Miller will last for weeks and weeks, gives you that beautiful silvery gray foliage, and makes a great foliage to mix in with cut annuals and cut perennials in your garden. Sweet potato vine. And sweet potato vine comes in all different colors and different leaf textures. And it's a vine that grows fast and will cascade from containers like whiskey barrels or window boxes. You can snip off a branch here and there, add it to a vase with your fresh cut annuals and perennials, and now you've got a long-lasting foliage with unique characteristics. And sweet potato vines, they come in green. They come in kind of a purpley, reddish color. You can buy variegated foliage, and they will last for several weeks as foliage to add to your arrangement. Licorice vine comes in silver and green and bicolor. And the plant will regrow all of that missing foliage very, very quickly. And a vine-type plant, for example, how many of you have ever thought of cutting petunias as a cut flower? You've never seen it in the supermarket. Your plants tend to get bigger than they should. And then the center of the plant, there's nothing there but green leaves, but on the tips of the plants, they're loaded with flowers. What you do is you cut back some of your petunias, cutting so that the plant can produce new growth at the base of the plant where you originally set it in. So you cut them back, clean off the stems, and I'll tell you, some stems of petunias added to a vase will last for well over a week. And you'll have beautiful petunias, something that you never even thought of adding to your arrangement. So I want you to look through the catalogs. I want you to start thinking about the long return for that garden. I don't want you to say, everything's going to come in August, and that's it. I want you to have flowers in bloom at different times of the year. And I'm going to put together a list for you of annuals and perennials, and we'll put it in the newsletter. And all you have to do is go to my website, paulparent.com. You'll see newsletter. Click on it. And all you do is put your email address, and every single Thursday, we're going to send you a free newsletter, 3 articles written by me, and it's going to tell you how to change that garden. But you need to do the research. You need to choose plants that are going to give you enjoyment. There's no sense growing geraniums because they're not a good cut flower. They're good for bedding purposes. You enjoy them in the garden. As they go by, you snap off the dead bloom. A new spike will come, produce a nice big rounded ball of foliage and beautiful flowers, but they're not that good for cutting purposes. So, it's January. We have time. We're going to sit back. We're going to draw the gardens out on some big paper. You can buy poster board. Any Office Depot, Office Max, you name it. Walmart, Cal, you know, any of the stores. And draw out the garden on one side. And on the other side, make a list of flowers that you would like to have for color in the garden and for color inside your home. Let's work together. Let's plan out that garden. Because some plants are going to get big, and a dozen plants in the garden is more than enough, while some plants you may need 2 dozen. And it's going to depend on the colors and the height and the time of the season. And that's what we want to do during January, is to plan that garden. It's very, very easy to do, but a lot of us have never taken the time. And then if you get a little bit confused, you email me, pparent@roadrunner.com, and I'll give you some ideas of what you can use in your garden. you know, dahlias are great, but it depends on the size of the dahlia. It's a bulb that you have to store. Do you have a basement that you can store that dahlia bulb from year to year? If you don't, then it's a great flower, but you're missing the possibility that if you could bring it in, store it in your basement, you could replant it the following year. So the cost of that flower is now half price. So you paid $6-7 for the bulb, you planted it, it grew, it flowered, and at the end of the year, after it was frosted, you had to throw it away. So it cost you $6 for one plant. If you're able to dig it, clean off the dead foliage, store it in the basement, replant it the following year, the cost of that dahlia just went down to half. You're paying $3 a year for the same bulb. And it's getting bigger. So it does pay off. But we need to think about this. And this is what I want you to do. Use the month of January to plan out your garden. If you have questions, you call me. It's a toll-free number. It's 855-660-4261. You call me between 6 and 10 every single Sunday, and we're going to work together to make the neighbors say, what the heck happened at their house? They had a little flower garden last year with a few blooms, looked like weeds, and this year, wow, look at the color. What did they do? And you can do that. It's easy. And my job is to help you to produce a more productive gardening. Now, this time of the year, let's say we get the gardens all planned. February, we have to start thinking about how to improve the quality of that soil. And if you live within 15, 20 miles of the ocean, we have a big nor'easter type storm. When the storm is over, that beach is covered with seaweed. So you jump in the car with a whole bunch of black trash bags, you head down to the beach, and if you can find a section with a seawall where the waves have beaten the seaweed up against it, rake up that broken seaweed, fill your trash bags, bring them home, and then in the spring, as the snow melts, put 2-3 inches of that seaweed over the entire garden. If it's an annual garden, rototill that seaweed in. Seaweed is like peat moss, but it's filled with all the goodness of the ocean. You put in peat moss, it's there to retain moisture, to hold the fertilizer in place, keep the soil from becoming too clay or too sandy. But when you add seaweed from the ocean, and that's all there, it's free. Go and get it. Bring it home. And right now you may have 2 feet of snow like I do. I'm going to store it right on top of the garden in the trash bags. Then I'm going to chill it right into the annual beds, right into the vegetable garden, and in the perennial beds, I'm going to sprinkle a couple of inches over the entire bed in late March, early April, as soon as the snow is gone. This past year, the snow was gone in November and December and January and February, so that you can scratch it into the ground. It will help that soil to feed the microbes. The microbes will make more fertilizer available to the plant. Less feeding will be needed by you. Less watering will be needed by you. And your plants are going to grow a lot better. So why buy a bale of peat moss for $15 a bale when you can go down to the beach and fill as many trash bags as you can fit in your trunk and back seat, bring it home, work it in, and all of the goodness from the ocean is in that seaweed. Don't worry about the salt. The salt from the ocean will not hurt your planting beds. It's not the same chemical makeup as the salt that you sprinkle on your driveway, on your walkway. Mix it in, and you're going to see worms all of a sudden begin to appear. Now think about that. In your garden, when you plant your vegetables or your annuals, and you're preparing and you're digging the soil, are you finding any earthworms? Probably not, because you've been using a chemical fertilizer, 10-10-10, or a 5-10-5. It's a man-made, feeds the plants for about 30 days, maybe a little bit longer, and then it's gone. If you add compost, if you add seaweed, if you add peat moss, animal manure of any type, you're adding something that's going to make that soil retain moisture longer. It's going to encourage the earthworms to come in. And as the earthworms multiply, they make the soil better. So this year, we have to think about improving what we have. And if we can improve it with seaweed that comes up the coast and is spread all over the beach, you're doing your neighbor a favor. You're getting all that seaweed off so that they can enjoy the beach during the summer. And you're taking all that goodness, you're adding it to your garden, you're breaking up the clay, you're making a sandy soil retain moisture better. You're encouraging the microbes. You're encouraging earthworms to live in your garden to give you a better end result. It's costing you nothing. Let's do it.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Food stores? Check.
Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm trying to get you to think a little bit about your garden. And the month of January, we're done with the holidays. The seed catalogs are coming in. It's snowing out. Hopefully where you live, you're getting some, because snow is a very important part of our garden. It helps to insulate the ground and helps to protect them when it gets cold. It's like a blanket. So snow is something that can benefit our gardens. And for example, if you have a garden and you have heath and heather, these are low-growing, very dense, very thick-growing plants, and south of Boston, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Cape Cod, there are many varieties of heaths and heathers that will bloom during the winter. But you do need a little bit of snow cover to help them when you get periods when the weather is cold. Now, this week, they're talking temperatures for where I live in Maine, in the teens and single numbers. And plants that are broadleaf evergreens, ground covers, and even some of our perennials will suffer without snow cover. So the snow cover becomes a blanket, It insulates and it protects the yard. Now, the snow cover is great for plants that are sometimes borderline. For example, pyracantha. I love pyracantha. White clusters, pink clusters of flowers in the spring. The plant is covered with thorns, and then it will make orange or yellow berries that cover the plant in the late summer and fall. And pyracantha is related to the rose bush family. If you have roses, if you have pyracantha, then they should be sprayed with a good fungicide at the same time. So if you're spraying your roses every 10 days, every 2 weeks, if you're using a systemic product on your roses, and you're finding out that your pyracantha is getting black spots or yellow spots on the foliage, or your berries, instead of being beautiful, clean berries with, you know, a nice fruit on them, but instead your pyracantha berries have black or brown spots on them, it's a result of a fungus that lives on the rose and then jumps on the pyracantha. So you need to spray them or treat them at the same time. Other plants that could have a tough time if we have a harsh winter. Butterfly bush. Everybody loves butterfly bush. It will bloom all summer, and the more you remove the faded flowers, the more it blossoms. But if you have a harsh winter with a lot of heavy snow, you may have to cut them back a little bit. And don't be scared to cut them back. It will help the plant, or even staking them. Drive a stake in the middle of the plant, wrap a piece of string, and tie the plant to that stake to prevent breakage from the weight of a heavy, wet snow. Scotch broom. My father loved scotch broom, and he had a large red and a large yellow scotch broom. But every year, I would tell him, Dad, it's 3.5 to 4 feet tall. Drive a stake. Just take one of your tomato stakes out of the garden. Drive it near the plant. And then with some rope or some string, tie the plant to that tomato stake. And that will prevent breakage during the winter. Some years he did. Some years he didn't. The years he did, he had a beautiful spring with lots of color. The years he didn't, then we had breakage, and unfortunately, the plant makes a V-shaped crotch. A V-shaped crotch breaks close to the ground, and your nice 3-foot plant is now split in half, and your plant does not look the same. So there are things that you need to do.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.